you say amen to that today?
Hallelujah.
I had nothing good to offer him, but somehow the Lord could take that and make a saint out of you. And that, it's glorious. It's a great redemption story, and we thank God for that. Amen. As you open your Bibles up this afternoon, Genesis 18, verse 16. Just got to show my appreciation. After a night like last night, I'm more grateful than ever that we have church at noon. So praise the Lord. Amen. Rosalie sure was trying to tell me something. I had no idea what she was talking about. I let her walk me around the whole house. I couldn't figure out what she wanted. So, mercy. Lord help me, you know. And Ellie rustling around with her. But we got a few hours in. We made it to church. We'll be all right now. Remember that this Wednesday, Brother Alexander is going to be preaching for us. And just really appreciate our brother. And I say little things like this all the time, but I don't know if I'd be here without him, honestly. He's kind of been an inspiration to me since the ministry ever was really a thought to me. And the great irony is I was the one that witnessed to him first. But that's the way God does things, you know. He keeps you humble that way. Make sure you know that there ain't nothing to you. That's not what makes you special. It's the word that God put in you. Amen. And he's really been the one to have me the inspiration to believe all things. As we trust him, as we believe all things. And kind of before that time, you know, you won't say it out loud, but, you know, well, miracles and things and right. I mean, prophet here, you know, I mean, it gets discernment. And I mean, that was just kind of with him. And we kind of hold those little doctrines in our heart. And I think a brother that come by and said, no, he's still true today. And to watch that, you know, it gets through your pastor and then it gets into you all. And then we just get healed and we don't worry about this no more. Amen. Praise God for that. Also, Brother Ray's meetings are this weekend with Brother Ron Spencer. If you'd like to attend those, they're on the wall in there, on the calendar and on the little flyer there. I believe that's everything. For next month, you know, I've got college still for another month and a half. I'm going to, Lord willing, just tell Brother Colin he's written in, and if he can't make it, then I guess I'm preaching. So that's what we're going to do. So I just miss him too much. I'm going to say, you're just on a schedule, brother. I don't know what to tell you. So you either get the day off or you just know that you're going to make Brother Andrew preach after he did college last night. So, you know, if you really love me. It's been a while since we had Brother Colin. I miss him too much. I thank God for his ministry as well. So, amen. Or we got all the doom and gloom out of our lives yet? Or, you know, sometimes when we come forward and we know we're sinful, we know we've done wrong, but brother, sister, that's why we're believers. There's been someone standing in the gap for us. There's been a blood that spilled for us that we don't have to carry guilt around no more. Hallelujah! And that ought to give you joy. It ought to give you peace. So let's read here in the Bible now as we continue our Father Abraham. You've been enjoying this in the Scriptures? Amen. Genesis 18 and verse 16. And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he'll command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it which has come unto me. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. Like the preach out of verse 17 there, shall I hide from Abraham? Shall I hide from Abraham? Amen. Let's bow our heads before the Lord. Oh, blessed be his name. Thank you, Lord. Is there a need you'd like to lift up to the Lord as we approach His Word today? Let the hand say, Father, you know what's behind this. God bless you, brother, sister. Now get all the unbelief, get all the day gone past, and come now into the Shekinah glory, so where Jesus Christ truly is King, and He knows your heart, and He wants to answer your prayers today. Pray and invite Him in your own personal way. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for gathering us again Thank you for an opportunity, Lord, to take our minds off anything that's of this world and even our obligations, Lord, the eminences that are in this life. May you now come and take full preeminence in our hearts. That the only thing we're looking for is your voice. The only thing we're trying to think is the promise that you're giving us, Lord. And may our ears be open. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says tonight, or today rather, Lord. Speak to every person that's here, Father. You that knows our hearts, may you discern us, Lord, and take away all the evil things that Satan has put in there, Lord, and build up a strong tower, Lord, that Satan couldn't get back into our lives. Forgive us, Lord, of all of our sins. Heal every sickness that's here. Hear their heart's cry, I pray, Father. And may, more than anything, may revelation drop into every heart. And may it manifest out that you can receive glory out of every life that's here. Commit ourselves to you. Commit the preaching of the word to you. We commit the hearing of the word to you. May in all things you receive the glory today. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen. You may be seated today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I just thank y'all. I just love having people that love the Lord and coming into church and coming to hear the Word of God. And I tell you, you can feel the few that aren't here today. I'm going to say that right now. And I have this happen in school. Any day it starts getting cloudy and rainy, man, I tell you what, it's a lot quieter all of a sudden. And it's because it's human nature. If you see gloom out there, you kind of get gloomy a little bit. If it's sunshine, you know, even the meanest person all of a sudden can at least get a little smile and kind of appreciate it. But that's why we thank God that we're not in this condition down here. But God has come into our lives. He's given us the baptism of the Holy Ghost to raise us out of this into heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Into a realm, brother, sister, where it's just sunshine all the time. Amen. I believe it's going to be a nice, comfortable 70 all the time when I get to glory. I ain't going to worry about no winters coming. Ain't no fall. And there won't be no winter and death. And then it won't be 100 degrees either. I won't be sweating to death. I believe it's going to be nice over there. Amen. You say, why? Well, I know He made heaven for me, and that's what I want. So, amen, brother, sister. Look, He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. That needs to become a personal revelation to us that when He went to heaven, He did it with you on His mind. And I love how the prophet, when he preached, he said the future home of the heavenly bridegroom and the earthly bride, he said he fashioned it according to her liking. Glory to God. He just put the finishing touches on just the way that she would like it. And tonight, or today rather, maybe I'm just lost in prayer meeting still. We had a great time last night. Praise God for that. Amen. Today, rather, we are the privileged people to know that is our home. That we are pilgrims and strangers on this side. Abraham had a revelation of that, but yet he couldn't walk into it. He saw it afar off, but he kept pursuing for it. He kept looking for that city. And he wandered around not knowing where he was going, looking for the city that we know all about. We know its gates. We know what color it is. Hallelujah. We know what the streets are made of. It's the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the Bible is careful to note it was adorned as for a bride, for a bridegroom. Hallelujah. Oh, don't get so spiritual. Don't recognize that's you coming down.
Yes,
amen. Amen. That's right. Unless you don't think you're the bride of Christ. Well, if that's the case, you need a trip to Calvary because that's what the blood does.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And brother, sister, I thank God for the word that we have in this day. As I've talked about before, many of these scriptures and things that we, without the message of the hour, we just would have overlooked it. We wouldn't have thought a whole lot of it. I rarely see anybody hardly go to Genesis anymore when I listen. It's usually just out of the New Testament, some, you know, good thinking, good psychology, how to be a good person. But there's a reason we have Genesis to Revelation. There's a reason God didn't just throw the New Testament or the Old Testament and the New Testament. He didn't throw it out. He didn't give us a message and say, now you don't really need this anymore. I thank God for a prophet. He stood and said that after the seals were written, somebody came to him and says, Brother Branham, you're written the book of the air. And he said, I challenge that statement. He said, this is the book of the year. Every year, this blessed Bible is what will bring us through, brother, sister. Amen. And there's and just to look at the corruption, I've heard this from a firsthand account. There's a minister in the message. It's probably been a few years now. But he got up one time and it'll just show you what a false doctrine will do to you. And I wish I had a message book, but just pretend. He held up the Bible and said, this is obsolete. Listen to me now. And then he held up a message book and said, this is obsolete. He said, I'm your age. And that's why we thank God for a real prophet. A real prophet never tells you that you don't need the Word and you need Him. The real prophet is the one that gives you the voice that cries, go back to the Word. That's where life is. It brings you back. That's why we thank God for a Word prophet. Hallelujah. Not a man who built up his own denomination. Not a man who built up his own church and everybody just flocked to it because they liked the way he talked. But a real prophet that had thus saith the Lord. That wasn't pointing to himself. He said, never do I tell people to go to my church or to follow me, but that I'm only shedding the light that is given in this hour. Amen. Glory to God. God is a dispensational. Help me preach today. You're too cold. I'm sorry. I love you enough to tell you that. You're thinking too much about the bad that happened yesterday. You're sitting there thinking about, you know, don't bring Sister Vicky. That's happening because she's getting saved, Sister Violet. Don't you? She's got to make it. Sister Mary's supposed to be making. She don't need to be out there in the world doing that stuff. She needs to be in here serving the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. It took me breaking ankles and almost dying before I figured it out. When we apply it, that's it. It's settled. Those are children of God, and they're coming in one way or another. I'd be more scared if your loved one was living it easy. If you serve God and you think it's easier to serve Him than it was before, you ain't got it yet.
Right.
No, your flesh loves serving the devil. It was easy. It's easy going. It's easy to go downstream. You just lay up and kick back and the stream just take you. But that ain't the way we're going. That's the path of death. That's where every man's sight is. Everything a man thinks is right in his own eyes. And he says, well, look, it's working. See, brother, the boat's moving. We got more members than everybody else. Look at this outreach. We built a house in Haiti for some homeless people. The boat's moving, but where's it going?
Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Glory. God didn't tell us to build orphanages as good as those are. He didn't tell us to go educate the world as good as that is. He told us to preach the gospel.
Amen.
And Paul said the preaching of the gospel is the power and demonstration of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And if you come in doubting and fretting and worrying about your sin and everything that's wrong, well, I'm happy to tell you today, there's a power of the Holy Ghost that's here to drive that out of your life and to change you from a defeated believer into more than an overcomer.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Glory to God. Y'all making me preach now. That's right. Because look, it ain't about a sermon. It's about the children of God. You're the kingdom of God that God is looking for. The kingdom is not something out there. It's in you.
Amen.
Jesus was careful to tell them you're looking for the kingdom here and there. He said it doesn't come with observation. He says, but the kingdom of God is within you. Because when God made the human heart, He put a little spot to put His kingdom. He put a little hole there for the Holy Ghost to come in and bring you part. Oh, glory to God. And to be able to, oh God, help us, to recognize that I have it.
Amen.
That I'm not waiting on it. I've got it. There's got to come a place, brother, sister, where you know that you're actually saved.
Right.
And we've been taught too many false doctrines, especially in our message, of little things to make you always feel defeated and never recognize that you're actually saved. Oh yeah, you go through it and misquote things all the time. A perfect obedience to the total word of God entitles you to a token. Well, you know, I messed up yesterday. So I can't have it. There ain't no way. And then you keep reading, and I've already brought this quote, and I'm just going by inspiration now. But Brother Branham, he says, how do you do it? How do you do it? He says, Peter told you in Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Total obedience was saying that word. And Acts 2:38 was for me as an individual. Now, repentant of my sins, I gave my heart to God. And I got baptized in His name. And the evidence came down. The token came upon my life. That's why I know I got it. Because I obeyed it.
Amen.
If you're still looking for another move, you missed it.
Right.
Hallelujah. Look, that's why in this last day, we don't need another prophet. We don't need another message. We have the last message. We have the last call. And any minister that says he's got something better than what the prophet did is a liar.
Yes.
Sure. Prophet's the one that stood and said, if you see anything greater than this, then I'm a false prophet. So how in the world can you believe he's a prophet and then claim to have something greater that makes him a false prophet? Whew, glory to God. Just like people think, oh, like I said about being an eighth messenger or being another messenger. They take those quotes that Brother Bram said. He said, if I'm not it, there'll be another man follow after me. He was talking about Malachi 4. He was saying, if I'm not Malachi 4, then somebody else is. The same man will say he believes Brother Bram's Malachi 4, but he's a prophet. There's no such thing of that in this day.
Right.
There are no more word problems because the word's restored.
Amen.
That's what I'm bringing today. Shall I hide from Abraham the thing that I do?
Right. Amen. Amen.
God came to Abraham, and I love it. The more you read this story, you might have kind of guessed around that Abraham just kind of called him Lord out of respect. But the more you read through Genesis 18, you recognize that Abraham knew this was God Almighty.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Not like many message people who say, well, you know, it could be right, it could be wrong. It just kind of depends. No, this was the revelation of the Son of Man. This was Jesus Christ coming on display. He is the absolute of the hour.
Amen.
The God that manifested through these tapes is the God of Abraham that was all the way back there on the mountain with Abraham.
Amen.
It's the same God. He's never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jehovah the Old, that made himself flesh and talked with Abraham, did the same thing in the days of his son when he made the body of Jesus Christ and dwelt in, has done the same thing today by a redeemed man that he took from the blood, expressed the power of the blood through him, that God could come and talk through him just like he did through Melchizedek and Jesus himself.
Amen.
Glory to God. And if that's not the case, you explain to me, who is this Melchizedek? You go listen to it again when Brother Branham said, he says, Jesus had a beginning, he had an ending, but this man had none.
Right.
And then he turns around and says that it's Jesus.
Amen.
You need a revelation, brother, sister, but you have it available to you. Why? God has come and said, shall I hide from James the things that I will do?
Right.
Shall I hide from Jason the things that I will do? And you know what? It was a rhetorical question, wasn't it? He was saying it, knowing I ain't going to hide it, I'm going to tell him. Woo! Why? Just read it right there, and we'll get going a little bit. It says, for I know him. Aren't you glad he knows you today?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's the only reason you got a chance, because he knows what's in you. And keep reading there. It says that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment. That, listen now, this is where it really rubs down into our lives, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. So that's where we get into obeying the word. Abraham had many faults. He had done many things wrong. But when it came to believing the word, he believed it with all of his heart. And God was able to open the word to him because he knew he'd believe it. He'd teach his children. Why? That was the promised seed. And the only way for the seed to go on was that the next generation believed it.
Amen.
He had to be able to do this so God could bring his word to pass. Don't tell me it's God's fault you didn't get healed.
Right.
You're the one who's got to obey so the word can come to pass.
Right. Amen.
Woo, glory. But God, look, he's not being haphazard. There's a reason he came to Abraham. There's a reason he didn't give this to Lot. There's a reason he came to you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This reason he bypassed ministers and found a little woman down in the point somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Come on now, brother, sister.
Amen.
Why? He knew you. He knew there was something he put in you.
Amen.
He's a great harvester. God don't lose one of his seeds. Oh, glory to God. He brings every one of them back. That's right. Says, I know him, that he'll teach his children, I can bring to pass what's after him. And he says, and we'll come back to that in a little bit. What I want to say right now is, if God is saying that he should he hide from Abraham, it shows that he's hid this, that he's about to tell Abraham from everyone else.
Sure.
And nobody else knows this. Now, people don't like that about God, but I'm sorry, you're not the creator, he is.
Right.
He's the one who gets to make the choices, and you might not like it, but guess what? Your opinion don't matter a whole lot in the kingdom of God. When you get to God's court, if you want to bring your own idea, you can try it, but I'm already going to tell you the verdict. You're guilty. Because man is so arrogant, he thinks he can figure it out from God, but God already knew it from Genesis, from eternity to eternity. So how in the world are you going to outplay it? And how did he show us that he knew it? He wrote it down for us.
Amen.
Amen. God didn't have to do this, but he did, because he knew he had to bring his word to pass in this day, and we needed somewhere to put our faith against all oppositions of the enemy.
Amen.
Whew. God keeps things hidden from some and reveals them to others, brother, sister. It is a privilege to recognize that you can see the word for your day because it's been God's desire to show it to you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And until that becomes a real personal revelation to you, you will only be in the message as a denomination, not as a real believer.
Amen.
You have to recognize that me as an individual, God has visited me like he did Abraham on the mountain. God has come to me and said, shall I hide from my bride the things that I'm about to do?
Right.
And he answers the question himself, why? Because he didn't. He told him. He told him what was about to happen. He says, I've heard the cries of Sodom and Gomorrah. I've seen the sin in this world, and I'm about to destroy it. And I'm not going to get ahead of myself. Let's go back. Look, this is completely scriptural. There's so many times God talks about this. Isaiah 45. Thank you, Lord. Just one scripture here. Be fast on the draw for me. Hallelujah. Isaiah 45. And I love how God does this out of, you know, there's many times even Isaiah is given a prophecy about a nation that's about to, you know, be destroyed or something real specific. And then God will hide himself right in the middle of it and put a prophecy there that doesn't happen for thousands of years. Yeah. And everybody starts scratching their head and say, what does this mean? They made Isaiah a false prophet. And I'm sure they turn right to Isaiah 9:6 and said, hey, where's that virgin at? Yeah. Where's that virgin that was supposed to conceive, Isaiah? We got evidence that you said, thus say the Lord, and it ain't happened. You a false prophet.
Right.
They're doing the same thing now, brother, sister. Sure. That's right. They're going to nitpick on some quote and try to bring it into context, but that ain't for you and me to do. God will not let his words fall to the ground. Amen. Every one of them will happen, but they will always happen in a way that intellectuals can't figure it out. Yeah. Why? Because they're right here, Isaiah 45:15. He says, verily, thou art a God that hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior. Hallelujah. Turn with me in Matthew 13. Just to bring it right through Jesus as well. Matthew 13:34. And I just picked a few because there's so many where God talks about hiding it from one and showing it to another. Matthew 13:34. He had just got done through all the parables there in Matthew 13. I believe it foreshadows the church ages if you want to read it. But Matthew 13:34. He says, and all these things spake Jesus unto the multitudes in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Matthew 24. Said, I'm slowing down, I want to make sure we get this. Matthew 24:32. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When the branch is yet tender, putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. God hides himself away, brother, sister. He hides. Look, he just told them what to look for, but in the same scripture, he hides himself from all of them. None of them know what he's talking about. And we wouldn't have known what he was talking about if a prophet didn't come on the scene and say, Israel's that fig leaf over there that's putting forth her buds. She's waving a flag that ain't been waved in thousands of years, and it's a sign that that generation will not pass till all things be fulfilled.
Sure.
Who knew that that's what that meant until this day? Woo! Glory! Why? Because it wasn't for their days. It was for our day, brother, sister. Amen. But even of that hour knoweth no man nor the angels but my Father only. And this whole math and figuring out dates and all that stuff, you can take to the bank. That's always wrong. Because God don't work that way. He don't do it. He just said it right there. Nobody knows the day nor the hour. And even the prophet presumed a little bit and said, I had a vision. I believe the year could be 1977. He says, I predict, but I'm basing on a vision. He said, I'm not being haphazard now. He said, I got a reason to believe this, but we know now that that wasn't right. That's okay. Some people can't handle that. But look, the prophet never said he prophesied that. He didn't, so he can be wrong there. I'm glad he was. I wasn't born yet. Amen. Most of us weren't saved yet. That's right. I thank God for that. Hallelujah. This is what I'm trying to get at. Is God, he doesn't even have to intentionally hide himself. It's because man won't get humble enough to just hear from him. Here he is right there speaking to them. And the Bible specifically tells us he's talking in parables because he knows they won't believe him anyways.
Amen.
So remember, the disciples came to him later. You could go read it. And he says, why do you speak to them in parables? He says, because it's not given to them to know the mysteries. But unto you it's given. Oh, glory to God. What a privileged people we are. Now, don't get to where you get so high and mighty that way that you get full of pride that you stop hearing from God again. That's where you get too far. There's no bride pride. All right? If you start getting that, and you know, we're the real bride, and that's why I don't talk to them over there. I don't like that church. You know, they're kind of fake bride. I'm the real deal. Well, you need to know you're the real deal, but if you're the real deal, you ain't going to act like that. God, I don't need to witness my neighbors. Just a bunch of serpent seed anyways. I'm sure glad that ain't the way Jesus dealt with me when I was a sinner.
Amen.
I'm glad that's what believers didn't treat me like when I was a sinner.
Right.
Oh, come on. I don't know. Were you guys sinners or not? Christ died to save sinners. That's what the Bible said. And look, brother, sister, we've sinned, and God has had mercy on us, and we ought to be so happy that He's shown us these things so we can get out of sin. Praise God. Now listen, let me read a few quotes for you. Adore and Adore, 1963. And that's the way we get into a usual trend of things, and we miss God. It's the unusual that brings God many times, the unusual things. Sometimes we get so tied up in a certain creed or something that we're trying to serve, and then if everything doesn't come just according to the way we think it should, then we all said it's not of God. We make a mighty mistake. God shows Himself and then hides Himself in the same thing that He shows Himself in.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, He'll show Himself in something, then withdraw and hide Himself. Like the seed, He shows Himself in a pretty flower. And then he, God, lets it rot. But He's hiding Himself ordered to come forth again. And God does it that way. He's a very unusual times, unusual ways, and sometimes little things. We fail to find God many times because we think it's too small.
Right.
Hallelujah. God hidden in simplicity. You know, God is so great, He hides Himself in simplicity, then reveals Himself in the same thing He hides Himself in. And God is so great, He can make Himself simple. That's what makes Him great. So many miss Him in the simplicity, simple ways that He hides Himself. Now, we know that man cannot do this. Man cannot make himself great enough to be simple.
Right.
Amen. Wrap your mind around that for a little bit. Man cannot get great enough to just go ahead and make himself simple. Why? Just about time he gets, you know, Brother Bram says it both ways. Just about time something good starts happening to him, he's got so puffed up in the head, you get like Hezekiah, and it don't matter if the prophet comes to your face with thus say the Lord, you got your mind made up.
Right.
I can offer incense, there's nothing wrong with, or Uzziah rather. I can do this, there ain't no big deal. He says, well, there is actually, and the priest drove him out and said, you're going to have leprosy the rest of your days. Or a man, as Brother Bram says, he just can't quite get that low. He says, just about the time he gets close to being humble like God, he's got to say something good about himself to bring himself back up. He just can't stay down there. That's right. And brother, sister, if you can just get a revelation that there really is no good thing about you, like Paul said, he says, there in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. I am not a patient person. I don't have any virtue. I have no knowledge. I am no good. I don't love nobody. I don't treat nobody. I'm not a decent fella. I'm selfish. I'm a jerk. I'm only out for myself. And I hate everybody else. Everybody else is dumb. I'm smart. They're all wrong. I'm right. And if you can just accept that that's what you are in the flesh, then you'll realize you just need to kill that guy and bury him.
Amen.
But as long as you kind of caught him around and say, well, you know, I needed saved. Don't get me wrong. I needed saved, but I was a pretty good fella. I see why God would save me. He needs somebody that had a little integrity in this day, you know. No, brother, sister, that's what will get you right out of the kingdom right now. You ought to be the most grateful people in the world to recognize that He knew all that about you.
Amen.
And still loved you. Amen. He still knew all about you, and he didn't just hope to get you. He made sure He did.
Amen.
Glory to God. You are His heart's desire. Oh, don't tell me we can just sit there and not even get happy about something like that. That I should have died. I should have been rotten. I don't have no good quality myself, but somebody reached down and said, but I'll put a good one in you. I'll put my word and I'll put it in that muck. I'll come down myself and pull all that miry clay. Hallelujah. And wash it off.
Amen.
Anoint it with power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You say, how do I know, brothers? Because what He has shown you, He does not show to the world.
Amen.
The greatest sign, like Brother Bram said, he said, the evidence of receiving the Holy Ghost in your day is to receive the Word given in your day. We look at little manifestations on things that we can see, but brother, sister, if that's all it is, then you're carnally minded.
Sure.
I've heard, and it can be real simple. I've heard a minister say it this way one time when brothers were talking last night a little bit, brought it up. Had a minister one time
He'd preached one service, and I remember I was there because I almost jumped and hit the chandelier in the church. I don't know, I think I might have actually. I'm kind of taller anyways, but got a little excited, and we had a good time there. At the end of the service, he had said something real good. I wish I could remember it now, but you know, sometimes it's the experience we remember, not exactly the word. But had a great pouring out, and he ended service right after that, and we had a good time with the Lord. And the next time he preached, the guy just wouldn't quit preaching. Just on and on and on and on. And he said, you know, because he said he had learned that, you know, when you see the pouring out, that's when he knows he's done. He said, that is one of the most carnal things I ever heard in my life. So we're only done when something physical happens. When does God get dictated by what we do physically? Amen. Jesus got up there one time. Remember, he said, hand me the scroll. And he turned to Isaiah 61. And he read, he said, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach liberty to the captive. Right. And then he said, to preach the acceptable day of the Lord. He just closed it up, handed it over. This day the scripture is fulfilled. And the Bible says they all wondered at him with great wonder. Like they were so, they're looking at the gracious words that pressed out of his mouth there. Wow. And then nothing happened. And you can read in a few scriptures, they were driving him out, wanting him dead. If we're going to base it on what happened after he preached, I'm saying that's a pretty unsuccessful sermon. Yeah, Brother Branham said there was never an anointing ever hit the world but what was standing behind that pulpit when that word came to pass.
Amen.
We're talking about the real third pole, brother, sister, if you want to get it. The real revealing of the word. Why? Because that's what, it's the hidden things that the world doesn't know nothing about. This is the part of the seventh seal where he says, we can't say anything about it because the devil could get a hold of it, do great damage, but he doesn't know nothing about it.
Amen.
He can know why. It's by revelation, and he won't accept revelation.
Amen.
Glory to God. And here we are, knowing what the revelation is, and can't get a little excited about it. Come on now.
Amen. Amen.
Turn with me, 1 Corinthians 2. I'm glad look, I love a good shouting time. I don't take me the wrong way, and I believe in that. I believe we ought to have more than that, and that's why I keep preaching on it. I don't think we should just be dead on God all the time. We got enough cold formal churches to do that. We ought to be the ones that can show a little love back to our Savior.
Amen.
But I don't believe in success is just because you shouted so loud. I believe success because the word came and manifests itself. That's what I look for, brother, sister. I want to see the word manifested. Many people want to see it in a physical way, but I don't really care. I just want to know the word was here. And as long as the word comes here, brother might have came in all distressed. You don't think nothing of it because you ain't going through his battle.
Right.
But when that brother comes through and knows he got delivered, that's what I'm here for. When a person comes in hiding their sickness because they don't want to give the devil no glory, and you don't think nothing's going on, but they come up with a simple prayer, get out of here and walk out healed. That was a great service.
Amen.
Well, nobody shouted. Well, you might need to get a little bit more happy about getting healed then. I don't know. As a brother Branham said, when he got a little legalistic about people getting excited, and he said he saw a woman go out there getting all, you know, getting a little crazy, I guess you could say. He said he kind of condemned it in his heart a little bit. He said, man, that ain't no church order there. And the Lord said to him, he said, but if you had the victory she did, you'd be doing the same thing.
Amen.
Woman was just healed of cancer. Are you kidding me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I was a sinner.
Uh-huh.
And I make a mockery out of this word from day to day. I'm not here to act like I'm an angel. I'm here because of the grace of God.
Amen.
Yet in my mess, God still comes and meets with us.
Amen.
God still comes and speaks to us. God still comes and breaks our yokes and expresses His love to me. Don't tell me to shut up. I don't got enough voice to say what I need to say. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Because of what I'm about to read here, I identify that this is, when He says, but we speak, that's me. That's you. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 2:7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as is written, eye is not seen, nor ear heard. He hath entered into the heart of man the thing which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. You see how that unbelief wave comes right away real quick. So, well, I got the Holy Ghost. I don't have that revealed. That's the word, brother, sister. I don't care what you say. It's been revealed to us. It's been revealed to us, the hidden things that were kept secret from the foundation of the world. Things that nobody knew, understood. People, all the book of Revelations just looked like somebody having a bad dream. But we have a revelation. It's a perfect layout of what's going on right now.
Sure.
It's a map from Genesis to Revelation of the whole world's history and the whole world's future.
Sure.
And let me just quote to you. I got this one memorized. It's Deuteronomy 29:29 says this. He says, "The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law."
Amen.
And remember, our law, we've got the revelation of the real law. The real law wasn't what was given to Moses. The real law is what came through Christ. The law of liberty and the Spirit. Hallelujah. That I'm not shackled by the law of the flesh anymore. I've got a law greater than that. That there is now no condemnation to them that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Amen.
I've been given a law greater than all things. How? Because God has revealed His Word to me.
Uh-huh.
Glory to God. In this day, you say, Brother Andrew, when it's all broke down, what is the revelation of this message to me as an individual? You might not believe this, but it's that seventh seal.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what was given for you as an individual. If you think it's a doctrine that you got to go figure out and put quotes together, that's why you don't have it.
Amen.
You can't put words to it because it is the Word.
Amen.
It lives itself, brother, sister.
Amen.
And you can't live that life outside of it.
Amen.
Oh, glory. I don't know. This is an absolute, brother, sister. This open seal that was given, there's a reason Brother Branham said the things he did about it.
Right.
Because without it, you'll never have the faith you need.
Amen.
Listen to me now. Listen to me when I read this. Come out of the seventh seal. And I'm going to show you what people take and why they go the wrong way with it. He says, and then he just picked me up. And he took me up and set me way up high to where a meeting was going on. Looked like a tent or cathedral of some sort. Remember the tent vision? Most of you that's read the message. And I look and there was a little box, like a little place over in the side. And I seen that light was talking to somebody above me. That light that you see here in the picture rolled away from me like that and went to the tent. And it said, I'll meet you there. And said, this will be the third pole and you won't tell it to nobody. And it's the Binya Canyon. He said, this is the third pole. And there's three great things that goes with it. And one was unfolded today or yesterday. The other one was unfolded today. And there's one thing that I cannot interpret because it's in an unknown language. But I was standing right there and looked right straight at it. And this is the third pole coming up. And the Holy Spirit of God, oh my, that's the reason all heaven was silent. Now, I'd better stop right here, see? I just feel checked not to say no more about it, see? So just remember, the seventh seal, listen now, the reason it was not opened, see? The reason it didn't reveal it, no one should know about it. And I want you to know before I even know any word about that, that vision come years ago, you remember that, and here it is just as this other has, slides right straight together with the word exactly where it was. And God knows my heart, I never one time thought of such a thing as that. And here it was. It's later than we think. If you stop there, brother, sister, you say, well, guess not open. Guess I just need to sit back and hope for the best. But keep reading. Read it all the way through. This is about 100 paragraphs later. Brother Branham says this. Did you notice when the Jews asked about him that? You know, when he compared the scripture here with Matthew 24 and the six seals, the seventh seal was left out because, you see, Christ said only God himself knowed, not even the angels. So now we've got a tie from the seventh seal to the coming of the Lord.
Right.
Because that's the one thing that Jesus said, not even the angels know, not even himself, only the Father knew.
Exactly.
The seventh seal is the coming of the Lord, brother, sister.
Amen.
But the world, you know, the nominal churches believe that. Then why can't they see His true coming? Is because the revelation of the seal is not given to them. It's given to you.
Amen.
And I'm going to show you, he says, and I'm not presuming at all. He says, no wonder it wasn't even written. You see, they hushed. Nothing take place then. Angels don't know about it. Nobody knows when He's coming. But there'll be seven voices of these utters that will reveal the great revelation at that time. So I believe to us too, if you don't know it, it won't be known till that time, but it will be revealed in that day, in the hour that it's supposed to be revealed in.
Amen.
So is that going to happen or not?
Amen.
And it is. It is happening.
Amen.
So the thing for us to do is to be reverent before God and serve Him and do all that we know how to do and live good Christian lives. Here now we find that the sixth seal has been opened to us. We see it. And we know, listen, that the seventh seal cannot be broke to the public until that hour arrives. So when he talks about the opening in this sense, look, the other seals, you can go, you can study it through the scriptures and see what Brother Ram's saying. Yeah, that first horse rider don't make sense to be Christ. It just doesn't line up with the rest of the scriptures. But you can go intellectually take that first seal, run it through as the Antichrist, and it lines up with the scriptures.
Sure.
You can do it with the second seal, that red horse, it shed blood, and you walk that inspiration of the Catholic Church, go right on through. And I hope you know the seals, and it goes right through, and it talks about the souls under the altar. And Brother Bram says, now there's altars of those that's been martyred as well, but this group that he's talking about in that seal was the Jews that were underneath there crying out for vengeance, and we all understand that that's going to break forth the judgment. The sixth seal on the earth and the two prophets come out. We understand these things. But when you get to the seventh seal, when God begins to reveal that, he says it's not made known to the public until that hour. Why? Because the revelation of the seal comes to the bride in the fourth seal before the tribulations happen to give us the faith to get out before he reveals himself to the whole world.
Amen.
That's why the world sees two comings, but we as real believers know there's actually three. God isn't perfect in twos. That doesn't work. That doesn't even follow suit with the scriptures. There's got to be another dispensation. And what is it? It's that Son of Man that the prophet put in there. He said it's been the Son of God this whole time. He said it's, and then the Son of David's coming. But right in between here, there's an age of the Son of Man. There's the age of where God has made human flesh again. Woo, glory. And not just in the body of his son that was born sinless, but those that are the purchase of that man laying down his life, that blood that spilled, it bought a body.
Amen.
Where? Right out of the same body.
Amen.
Woo! Right out of the man came a woman. Right out of Christ came a bride, and the blood paid for her to be redeemed.
Amen.
And now she can be a manifestation of God just the same as Jesus Christ being here. If that's not the case, then the Holy Ghost re-received is not the same one Jesus did. If that's not the case, what? I love how Jesus said it. He said, if I cast out devils by the finger of God, who do your children cast them out by? I say the same thing. If the Holy Ghost healed the sick, what's healing it now? Hallelujah. If God's Spirit is what delivers the soul, what's doing it today? It's got to be the same God.
Amen.
And this seal is broke. Do you understand the revelation? The world knows nothing about this, and I can talk about it because the revelation is not in words. It's to you as an individual. You begin to see yourself as John did beyond the curtain of time.
Amen.
Not in the chasm between God and man with a big sin hole in between that you can't cross. But you see, I'm already on that side.
Amen.
I'm not over here. I'm in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Well, right here on earth. Glory to God. It's just a different dimension, a little bit faster. I'm speaking things that angels rejoice about.
Amen.
Woo, glory.
Amen.
They could see the redeemed walking back in. Why this revelation came. But do you see how, and in this hour, if we didn't have the revelation of the coming of the Lord at the end time, how in the world could we have the faith for a rapture?
Amen.
I could show it to you. I might even preach on that. The rapture, Brother Bram says, is a revelation to her. The rapture is a revelation to the bride. The world don't know nothing about it. When they preach the churches go through a tribulation, I say amen because you're right. You're going to go through it. But I'm not going through it. I'm not part of that nominal church. I'm part of the bride of Christ. I'm getting out before any of that destruction comes down. Glory to God. Woo! This is what we've learned in this message, that, you know, people think there's two sides. Well, really, they're just two parts of the cross. They're both right. Just put the thing together and get the whole picture.
Amen.
That's right. Is oneness right? And a lot of times, is Trinity right? A lot of times. Just put them together, you recognize there's a truth behind both of that.
All right. Amen.
Yes, God isn't one like your finger. God's manifested himself in all kinds of ways. How in the world do you put it as just Jesus and then say, who's the pillar of fire then?
Right.
Who's the pillar of the cloud? Who rests of Jacob? Who did Abraham talk about here in Genesis 18? Who are these people if God's just one like your finger is? And then how in the world are we receiving the Holy Ghost if God's one like your finger?
Right.
See, it just don't add up. But at the same time, don't tell me that there's three people up in heaven when John only saw one on the throne. Don't tell me there's some conference of some old guy, the Father, the Son over here just takes orders, and the Holy Spirit's just flying around for some reason. Go look at pictures at the Trinity. Just type in Trinity one time and go to the images online anywhere. You're going to see an old man, young guy, and a bird flying.
Right?
And the Bible never says the Holy Spirit's a bird. He said he came down like a dove.
Right.
It's just a way for John to describe it. And if that's not the case, then I guess those Pharisees really did have tails and look like snakes.
Right.
It's an analogy, brother, sister. He said, I saw the Holy Spirit coming down like a dove.
Amen.
It's the same when people think that the book of Acts, when they received the Holy Ghost, that that really has to do with them speaking in other tongues. They didn't speak in other tongues like people that speak and give interpretation. They spoke in their own tongue, but God changed the ears of everyone listening.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with the tongue. It had to do with the ears.
Amen.
He said when it came down as tongues of fire, that's like little licks coming off candles and things. That's how the Holy Ghost came and it began to enter into each one. What? Showing them who they were.
Amen.
Woo! I knew we'd get to church sooner or later. Hallelujah. So you as an individual, I'm going to say it like this. Is the seventh seal open to you? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You have the revelation of the coming of the Lord. Why? Because it comes through your flesh.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what the rapture is all about. The rapture is not really a coming. It's actually a going.
Right.
It's the bride that's been revealed will go home.
Yes.
Remember, he doesn't quite get to earth. He gets to the clouds. He's getting pretty close for him. Because as Brother Bram said, when I crossed over and he was in paradise, he said Jesus is beyond this. So he's come down quite a bit of ways just to meet us in the clouds.
Amen.
But he still doesn't put his feet on the earth. Why? He's got to go back and take us to the marriage supper. That's absolute scripture. And then he comes back after and reveals this seal to everyone.
Uh-huh.
And what do? The same thing that Jesus did when he went down to the regions of the lost. Showed them, it was in Noah that you rejected me.
Right.
As he told Samuel, he says, Samuel, what are you crying about? He said, it ain't you that they're rejecting. They still respect you. They still think of you. It's me they're rejecting.
Right.
God himself. And it wasn't Brother Branham that the world's rejecting, brother, sister. That don't have nothing to do with it. There's even many, many nominal people, many actually people that are more spiritual than formal. You go look at anybody out in the nominal world that's more spiritually minded. They respect Brother Branham's ministry. Why? Because they know they wish they could have just attained 1% of what he had in success in the supernatural.
Right.
I think we could say the same thing. Amen. And if I didn't have a revelation this hour, I would exalt him way up here and say, there's no way. We might as well just take our little crumbs and move on.
Right.
But God asked us to ask the same things.
Amen.
That's why he was the wave chief, brother, sister. It wasn't to say, look, I'm the greatest. That's it. No, it's just the first one.
Uh-huh.
It's just the first one. Look, what good's a harvest? He only got one wheat. Can't really make a piece of bread with that. There's got to be a whole bunch more behind it. And the prophet saw the vision. He crossed the curtain of time. He saw millions. He said, they were still coming up and hugging him. He said, our precious brother, our precious brother. He says, who are they? He said, they're your people. He said, are these all randoms? He said, no, they're your converts. Whoo, glory. I'm one of them. I'm one of them because it came through a vessel, but it wasn't for this message. I wouldn't believe it. Glory to God. Now, well, this, I hope you understand what I'm saying. The revelation has come to us as individuals, and that is the fourth seal. Look, it's 1-7 for a reason. It's not that 7 just skipped ahead and then it goes back. That ain't what it is. It's the revelation to you as an individual of what that coming really is what manifests here to give us rapturing faith.
Amen.
Which is the same, before you try to build it up, it's the same as rapturing grace. Oh, we got to apply that right now. Oh, one day I'll have the faith I can finally muster up and I'll be such a courageous Christian. No, it's grace.
Yes.
I'll finally get to the point where I recognize I am saved because of nothing ever I've ever done or said or thought. I'm saved because God chose me.
Amen.
I'm part of the bride because God chose me.
Sure.
I love Him only because He loves me first.
Amen.
Now, what I want to bring this down to as I close today You hearing from the Lord?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Go back to Genesis 18. Now, why did God tell Abraham what he was about to do? And it will apply to why God has told us what he's about to do. Many people fight, stewing back and forth about the fifth seal, the sixth seal, seventh seal. What happens? You go look at questions and answers about the seals. Brother Branham specifically says most of these questions happen after the after the rapture of the church. Why? It's because men, instead of taking the word like they should and apply it to their lives today, they always just want to go ahead and find some cool thing that nobody else has figured out.
Right.
That ain't why God showed this. God didn't show this to Abraham so he could just feel smarter than everybody else. God knew what was in Abraham.
Yes.
And he knew he had to tell him the word because he needed somebody to intercede.
Uh-huh.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And this is where I just got a thought here that came around. Brother Bram said, I don't even pray for America no more. And many people are still, all you got to do is get on Facebook, you'll see this. People still fighting for the country. Now, I'm going to show you right now, you won't find Abraham praying for Sodom.
No, he isn't. Nope.
Right.
He's not praying for Gomorrah. What's he praying? Lord, there's someone in there that still believes.
Hallelujah.
Would you hold back the judgment for them? Glory. That's how we pray for this nation. We're not praying for the system of it.
No.
We're praying like Abraham did. And I'm just going to read it because I want us to read it. I believe reading the Word. Do you?
Amen.
Amen. Start there and jump in 23 now. Excuse me. And Abraham drew near and said, Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and the righteous, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?
Amen.
And then people try to come around and say Abraham didn't believe this was God. He just said he was a judge of all the earth. He said, will you not do right? This is why God revealed his word to him. Was right here. He was waiting for this question. Glory to God.
Amen.
Why did God reveal it to you?
Right.
You had family members
Amen.
That needed to come in. How are they going to come?
Right.
I can't pray for them, brother, sister. I know people want pastors to do that. That ain't my promise. It's yours.
Amen.
To you.
Yes.
Sure.
To your children. To them afar off, even as many as are, God shall call. But how does he call them? Out of your voice.
Amen.
Why did he reveal the word? So you can do something about it.
Right.
Many people think God reveals the word. And like, well, doom and gloom, guess it's over. Pack them, let's go, boys. But you watch, everyone that takes that attitude, they're dead. But you watch those real believers, what did they do? They said, get on the sackcloth, get ashes, let's pray, let's seek the Lord. Maybe we can find mercy before it's too late.
Amen.
Now, you're not going to stop the word. The judgment's coming whether you want to or not.
Right.
But you can save it for those 50.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you might think that, look, this takes a real connection with God. Do you understand? To tell God to his face. What it sounds like you're telling me, God, is unrighteous. You better know who you're talking to. And you better know that he knows you. Don't presume when you come to the presence of God, you've got to know that he is your Lord. And you are his servant, that he is your husband, you are his bride.
Right.
Otherwise, you're going to die.
Right.
That's right. You watch many ministers that have tried to delve into this with their own ideas still attached to it. What happens to them? They spiritually die every time.
Yes.
They go off in doctrines left and right, up and down.
Amen.
Somebody's car going off? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's over. Did that matter for some reason that we had to stop service for that? God help us today. Amen. Let me keep reading now. 23, I'm going to go back. And Abraham drew near and said, Wilt thou destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Hear the word now, don't hear me. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. Abraham answered and said, Behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, if I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, peradventure, there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, oh, let not the Lord be angry. Don't you love how we are so many times thinking that we're going to make him angry, and really this is what he's been wanting to hear from us the whole time?
Yes.
Whoo, glory. But see, that attitude is what made God love him. He was being humble. Amen. Let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak peradventure. There shall be 30 found there. He said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure there shall be, or peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way, and as soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. And just to help you out, as Abraham got down to 10, but you'll read if you keep going, that the angels, the two angels go down there. We know it was Billy Graham or Oral Roberts. We understand that. And I'm telling you right now, brother, sister, Oral Roberts left the scene a few years ago. Billy Graham can't get too much older. It's not time to dilly down around. What are you going to do the second that they start really talking nuclear war? Is that when you're going to get serious with God? You better do it now. It's too late.
Amen.
That's right. You don't come after the... See, the meeting happened before the angels went down there.
Right.
Hallelujah. And they definitely were done before the angels left the scene.
Uh-huh.
And that the angels go down there. And what do they tell Lot? You'll find that Lot's still kind of on the fence a little bit about this whole leaving Sodom thing. What does the angel tell him? He says, get up and get out, because I cannot destroy this place till you leave.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Abraham thought 10 was a lot.
Thank you, Jesus.
But what did God say? I found one, but I won't do it till I get him out.
Amen.
Even if he won't leave of his own will, I'll drag him out.
Amen.
Glory to God. This is a sad part. Are there people out there, nominal, that one get dragged out here and there? Yeah, brother, sister, that's, and I thank God for that. They'll be in the kingdom. That's true. Yeah, absolutely, they will. But they don't have a promise for their family. Do they?
Right.
He couldn't save his daughters. They had incest with him. Couldn't save his wife. She turned around and was turned to a pillar of salt. But Abraham, hallelujah, was able to stand in the gap and to bring that one righteous he found in.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That ministry that's gone out there is bringing a few in. Don't you discount that. Don't you talk bad about it. That's what makes us a cult, brother, sister, when you act like none of them people are saved. There's people saved out there. It's not a lot. It's not the millions that they think there are. That's not true at all. I don't believe that for a second. But there is a number that are going to be saved. Will they have to go through the judgment? Yes, but God will bring them out before it's all done.
Sure.
Just like he did to Lot, just like he did to Noah. As we know, Noah was the type of the believer carried through the tribulation and comes out the other side. But we're not that tight, brother, sister. That ain't our promise. Our promise is to stand in the gap for the whole world.
Yeah.
The bride is what holds the judgments off from falling right now.
Amen.
You know, they've been asking, and the media makes a big deal of everything. You understand that, and I don't believe a word they're saying anymore. But they've been bringing this thing. I saw it a few times about talking to Donald Trump about nuclear war. And they said, well, would you use nuclear weapons? And he said, well, I'm not going to leave anything off the table. And they're making a big deal that he said he might use them. And he made a good point. Then why do we have them? Oh, glory. Shall I hide from Abraham the thing I'm about to do? When you begin to get a real revelation that these movies and these video games and these zombie things that are coming out are more real than what you realize.
Sure,
I don't believe people are going to, well, who knows? We had the guy go eat some, try to eat somebody.
Right.
All right. I mean, people are going to lose their minds. All you got to do right now, if they did, what's that called? EMT dead that knocks out all electricity. Imagine if they did that to the East Coast. Poof, no electricity. What would happen? People go crazy. Why? Because they don't live in this world. They live in the world below. Oh, brother, sister, then we ought to be able to say, I don't care. I live in the world above. Hallelujah. And then when just imagine, look, and again, why do they have them if they're never going to use them? One nuke falls. What then? Putin just said, he said, if you vote for Trump, you're voting for peace, but if you vote for Hillary, you're voting for war. We know that Brother Bram said, watch that King of the North. So watch Russia. Why? They're the judgment. They're the hammer that God brings to bring judgment. Amen. They are Nebuchadnezzar in this day.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. They ain't bluffing. We're bluffing. We're the ones bluffing.
Yeah.
We're the ones. We'll be the last ones to try to drop some because we're a bunch of sissies anymore.
Amen.
That's right. I mean, hallelujah. I ain't trying to preach on politics, but you understand that Russia is the one that will actually do it.
Right.
Yeah. We know they will, too.
Right.
And they'll do it to us, and then they'll do it to the Vatican.
Yeah.
And before you know it, I'm sure the fallout will be so bad there won't be a world no more. And like Brother Bram said, all you got to do is get the water to separate, and that's it. That's all she wrote.
Right.
Because if you take water, H2O, that's great. That'll get rid of fire. But you break it in half and put your oxygen over here, your hydrogen over here, both those things.
That's right.
We know that's all going to happen. And if we could get the severity of it, look, there's no avoiding it. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Just like Jonah in the days of Nineveh, he said the 40 days you're destroyed. We understand they found mercy of the Lord. And it wasn't destroyed in their day, but it still was.
Right.
It was still ashes. There ain't nothing left of it.
Right.
It's the same with Sodom. You know, God had mercy just for Lot, just enough, but that don't mean the fire didn't just still come down. And it was fire and brimstone.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And they found it there. They know it happened.
Right.
That concentration of sulfur doesn't exist nowhere else in the world. Why? God was showing it was supernatural.
Right.
But see, now God has allowed man to advance so much, he can do something that begins to tap into the supernatural. Look, don't act like man can't do that. He did it. He was going to do it at the Tower of Babel. He was going to start making a tower that could get to heaven. And what did the Lord say? He said, if I leave him alone, he did it. Man is a mini creator. Now, he can't overthrow God, but he can do things that show he's supernatural.
Right.
And they begin to figure out how to take the molecules and separate them apart. And instead of doing what God did, which was put them together... Thus separate them apart, blow the whole thing up.
Right.
That's how a nuclear bomb works, isn't that right? You just get it to separate and boom, there it goes.
Sure.
And they use hydrogen, brother, sister. That's the smallest molecule we have. What if they use the biggest one we got? Mercy, goodness. And then they want us to go apologize to Japan and all these things. And it just shows you, brother, sister, World War III is right around the corner. And that's even scriptural. It says one woe's past, two woe's past, and the third cometh quickly.
Right.
It's coming.
Right.
Why is this law? And I believe, and many people think there isn't one. There has been. I agree. I believe that with all my heart. I believe the way the prophet taught is the way it was supposed to be.
Amen.
Happened right away, 1977. I think that was a long shot. What has created the law is what I'm preaching today. Shall I hide from Abraham the thing that I'm about to do? Why? I've got souls that I know that the prophet don't even really know about. He just put that little bit of white in there, not knowing that we would be the believers still believing it today, all the way in 2016. Some of you that's been around for a while, no idea we'd ever make it to 2016. No, nobody preached like it was going to take that long. But God in His mind knew, I've got elected over there. And I'm going to stand in the gap. How? Through you, through the bride. Stand in the gap. Until I get everyone in.
Amen. Amen.
Why? It's a uniting time. We've got to come back to the Word. We can't be living inside out, up, down, left, right. We've got to be in the Word. How? Because the arms of grace have reached over, grabbed me past all the judgments, and took me into Himself to take me up to heaven before it's
here.
Let's stand together today.
Jesus.
Praise His name. Emmanuel. See today, Dad. 565, if you don't know the chorus, go ahead. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
unbelief falls. Don't identify with it. Recognize, as we've said already, Christ knew all about all that. Yet He still came to you. He still showed you things to come. He's shown you the whole blueprint of the end time. Think of it like this, brother, sister. It's a prophet one time named Elisha. And I believe it's the Assyrians, one of those nations. He's coming after Israel. And he go to attack him somewhere. And by the time he got there, Israel had left. He's like, okay. Went to another city. Go come the other way. By the time he got there, they were gone. Well, maybe it was just chance again. Then it happened a third time. He said, okay, which one of you is betraying me? Which one of you is telling me? Which one of my cabinet here is telling those people what's going to happen? Hallelujah. You think you're in the dark, brother, sister? Don't you kid yourself. Everything they say on the media, you already know why all that's happening. You already know what's really going on behind the scenes that they ain't going to say. You've been in their little private meetings with multimillionaires and the multinationals that run the corporations of the world. We're just as good as sitting there. Why? There's a prophet in heaven who has told us what they said in their bedchambers. We know what's going on. We know Russia's trying to take over the world. And they know they're making a deal with the Catholic Church. And we know the Catholic Church duping them and going to try to turn one on them. The Jews are involved as well. We know we're the image to raise the Catholic Church up to power because they can't do it themselves. They need America to use us. And when Russia finds out that that's what's going on, they'll betray us and the Catholic Church, and that'll be all she wrote. We know all these things that's what's going on. We know why China's part of it. She's the bamboo curtain. But Brother Bram never told us to worry about that or the iron curtain. He says, you watch the bamboo one. Or not the bamboo, I'm sorry, the purple curtain. You watch what that Catholic Church is doing because that's the spirit that's going to try to deceive you. And how's it gotten to our message, brother, sister? It's this whole idea of unity just because. Come together just because we're supposed to, and ignoring the Word of God. And that is a sentence of death. Don't you be afraid of what's going on around this world. Recognize Emmanuel's here. He's showing you things to come. And this is another rude expression. But Brother Bram talked about having all your chips down. He said, when the chips are down, what decision you make. And I think the same thing. They got an expression now. It's called going all in. Brother, sister, you know, it feels a poker player might feel like he's chancing it. But see, you and I, oh yeah, we're the ones playing. But we know the dealer. Oh, glory. We know the guy on the TV who's commentating. We know if we got the win in hand already. We know we just called his bluff over there. He ain't got nothing. He's got a two and a three, and I got aces. Come on now. It's already a done game. The Lord's done showed it to us. Why don't you just go all in today? Just get all your unbelief out of here and say, Lord, I believe with all my heart. I'm going to believe something radical. You say, what does that mean? Are you sick today? Don't you leave here with that. Are you depressed today? Why are you leaving with that? Are you defeated today? Go all in and say, I'm not.
Amen.
I'm going to give God praise like I'm 10 years old. I don't care. Hallelujah. I'm gonna praise God as if He's already heard my prayers. Glory. Why? I'm going all in today. Hallelujah. When I'm on the job, I'm going all in because I recognize the world's about to fall apart. And that brother needs to see the real Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where are we at, brother, sister? Throw your soul into worship. Throw your soul into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. It's just that wave of unbelief. You've got to break through that. I love you enough to not let you just sit there and get defeated. But I can't win it for you. You got to do it. You got to believe it. But that's it. That's it. Don't do nothing else. Just believe it and say, Lord, it's for me today. Oh, glory. Do you need delivered? Reach up and grab it. And say, Lord, I am delivered. Hallelujah. You got unbelief? Reach up and say, no, I don't. I got faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's better. Come on. Keep praising Him. Keep worshiping. Keep thanking Him for hearing your prayers today. Oh, just give Him a shout of praise. Give Him a shout of worship. Tell Him your real heart's desire. Don't be that outward person. Be the one on the inside that loves the Lord. Be that one that's walking the streets of glory. Hallelujah. That recognizes that you're a part of God and He's a part of you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I'd rather have this right now than $50 million. Hallelujah. Than a million friends. I'd rather be friends with this one that's in the room right now. Glory to God. I love you, Lord. He's still Emmanuel. He's still with us. He's still in us. He's never changed. Glory. He's still the overcomer. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, blessed be His holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. We may not be many in number, but you're the cream of the crop, brother, sister. You're the pearl of great price to our Savior. You're the one He loved with a love the world's never known anything about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's sing this really with all our hearts, full of faith, believing it with all that's in us. Sing it now together. Shout of praise today. Jesus, You're worthy today, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Oh, let our faith never waver, Lord.
Praise You, Lord Jesus.
Oh, may that talking be applied to every heart, Lord, every door, every promise, Lord.
Praise Thy name.
Satan, you've been exposed.
Praise Thy name, dear Jesus.
You lied to us, but we believe the Lord.
Hallelujah, Father.
Cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus.
Oh, just accept it right now. Accept your salvation if you need it. Accept your deliverance if you need it. Accept your healing. Accept your faith that you need. Don't leave here with the need today. Accept it right now in the presence of Him.
It You promised
oh,
it, Father.
Glory.
Lord, You said You would bring them here, Lord God. I believe it, Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father, my brother,
hallelujah.
Lord, You said, Lord Jesus,
Lord.
God, Lord, drive them to Calvary, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You promised it to me, Lord Jesus, and I
thank
believe
you,
every
Lord.
Word You
thank
said.
You, Lord.
I'm about my Father's
thank
business,
you, Lord.
I'm walking in the light. Lord,
thank
I
you,
take
Lord.
Steps, Father,
thank
Lord,
you,
to
Lord.
Do Thy will, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
I
Lord.
Praise You.
Thank
I worship
you, Lord.
You. I give You glory
Hallelujah.
And honor, Lord Jesus, for everything.
Hallelujah.
How I love You and adore You with
Hallelujah.
All my heart, God.
Hallelujah.
For I know Your promises will be
He's
fulfilled
here, brother,
in my
sister.
Life, Lord Jesus, and that Your will
Glory.
Is being done, Lord God.
He knows every thought in this
thy
room.
Holy name, Jesus.
He knows
Hallelujah.
Every desire on your heart.
Thank You, blessed Lord Jesus. Praise Thy holy
Hallelujah.
Name, Lord. Glory to
I'll
Thy name.
Amen, Tia.
Jesus. Blessed be thy name.
Sister Violet, he knows Jesus. You want her sitting there.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Brother Praise Jason, you're Lord, worthy to be one Jesus. Of his. He's made you
Thank
worthy.
You, blessed
you,
Father.
He needs you right there.
Oh, how wonderful it is.
You're not worthless.
Son, Lord,
you're
Jesus.
Part of this.
Praise God. Praise God. How we love you and adore you, Lord
yeah,
Jesus.
That's just two.
Blessed be thy name.
He knows
blessed
your heart, brother, name, sister.
Oh, thank you Hallelujah. For heaven. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord
Hallelujah.
Jesus, for your great presence, Lord.
Oh,
thank
glory.
You for your eyesight, Lord.
Take your heart
see,
to him now.
Lord, our ears and we might
not just
hear,
a few
Lord
things
Jesus.
He showed me,
Lord,
but that's just to prove to you he knows all about
Lord,
it.
Let us be about the Father's business, walking you, and talking, Lord, your glory. Word, Lord. Let our hands be busy
thank
for you,
Lord.
Jesus. Our feet,
Has
Lord,
Has he done
God,
enough to deserve your love, brother, sister? Has he done enough to deserve your praise and your adoration?
I love you and adore you.
Your life, your worship.
Praise thy holy name, Jesus. Praise thy holy name, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for manifest yourself.
Glory to thy name, Lord
Jesus. Thank you for encouraging your people today.
Hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for being here.
Praise thy name, dear Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise thy name, dear Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, we stand in awe of you, Lord. You're so beautiful. You're so glorious.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
Praise
you, Jesus.
God. Praise
thank you, Lord.
God.
Thank
Praise
you, Lord.
God. Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Praise God. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, you just want to praise him and worship him today.
Praise
Is he worthy of your
praise
adoration?
You, praise you.
Thank
praise
you, Lord. Aren't you glad to be
you,
one of
Jesus.
His?
Praise Hallelujah. Thy name, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Just follow the inspiration
you,
today, brother, sister.
Thank you, Lord
oh,
Jesus.
Oh, glory. The world might not think much of this today. They might think it's just another sermon. But I hope you've recognized God has come in a special way today.
Lord God,
He's come in a special way to us. It's not different. It's just the same God manifesting Himself again. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah. How many believes you're one of them today? Amen. Oh, glory. How many believes you're one of his?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. What's... I mean, I had a song. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm a child of the King. Is that F or G?
Oh, yeah.
That ain't it. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
if...
Yes. I'm a child of the King.
Sing it now.
Oh, His royal blood now flows through my veins, and I, who was wretched and vile, now can sing.
Now flows through my veins. child of the King.
You believe that with all your heart?
Yes.
Give God praise. Give Him worship. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for making me your child. Glory! Hallelujah! 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 It's been good to be in your house, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. How many loves the Lord today? How many is grateful for the Lord Jesus? Hallelujah. How many appreciates the Word of God? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're just so dependent on Him, brother, sister. We're just so dependent on Him. Amen. But I'm glad He's dependable. I'm glad He don't bend. He don't break. He's a sure rock foundation.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for His Word today.
Hallelujah,
oh, glory. I don't even want to go. I just like worshiping Him. Praising
Hallelujah,
Him.
Jesus.
You know, many times I have my own thoughts. Lord, maybe I could say this to this person, that one, but I just have to listen to the Spirit.
Thank
God, just show me a few revelations, a few here. But why is that? It's to show all of you. He loves you all the same. Amen. Brother Bram said it this way. He said, I have the hardest time in America. People think, but if it don't happen to me, then I just can't receive it. You know, I got to go right down to every individual. He said, but if I do one of those things over in Africa just one time, he said, the whole place erupts. Why? If God can be God for our sister, God can be God for me.
Amen.
God can be God for our brother, God can be God for me. He never changes, and He doesn't love her no more than He loves me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He loves us all the same. We're all His precious children, but we thank Him.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we thank Him for still manifesting Himself.
Lord.
We thank Him. You know, I don't need to feel it, but aren't you glad you can feel His presence today?
Show me your way, Father.
Oh, thank
you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I feel the same way. We got to change our confession. We're just too negative around here too many times. Let your confession become positive, brother, sister. And I ask you, forgive me. It probably comes from your past. Right? I get that way. I get negative. I get saying things the wrong way. But we gotta be positive, because the Word is always the way out.
Amen.
No matter how bad we make it, the Word get us out, and the Word is a sure rock foundation.
Amen.
Amen. It'll never fail us.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
Thank God for church today. We got fellowship today. Come expecting Wednesday night. If you gotta go, Brother Alexander preaching for us. Pray for him. Just pray that, Lord, I love you. I'm going to tell you the truth. We can come to church with this victory instead of pumping it or getting to it.
Yes.
Amen. Isn't that right? We can come with the victory.
Amen.
And then let God just add more and more and more onto it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, is that possible, brother?
Yes,
sir.
Amen.
He's more than able. He's more than a conqueror. And He lives in my heart.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I just want to praise Him. I'm trying to think. You got... hold to God's unchanging hand. I think that's what we need to sing. I'm just going to hold to His hand today. Amen. Let's just worship Him. I'll let you be dismissed on this as we give God praise today. Go back to the beginning of the day.
God bless you. Hold to God's unchanging.